In my previous lesson, I read verses 9, 10, and 11 of the first chapter of the book of James, and I said that I would be dealing with them in today's lesson, or at least part of them. Today, I'm going to begin dealing with verse 9 of chapter 1. Verse 9 says, "Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted." Among the trials of the Christians of the first century were the hardships of poverty, together with the exploitation by the rich and the powerful. The brother of low degree is a poverty-stricken Christian, not just a poor man. The Christian brother can rejoice even under the grind of poverty. He does not enjoy the poverty that he suffers, but he has a source of true joy that lifts his spirit above the material limitations. The exhortation is what fellowship with Christ does for a man's sense of worth. When a man knows that he belongs to Christ and has learned to count the spiritual values of life, he doesn't need many material advantages to be steadfast and joyful. And not only that, the poor person has a special place in the heart of God. In fact, God says, "He that gives to the poor, lend it to God, and God will repay you." And friend, if you give to God, you cannot come up shortchanged. I read in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 8, where Hannah, the mother of Samuel, said that God raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. The psalmist put it in a song in Psalms 113 and verse 7. He said, "He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the dunghill." Oh, hallelujah. And then I read in Revelation chapter 2, where the Spirit said to the church in Smyrna, "I know your poverty, but you are rich." And then again in Revelation 3 and 17, the Spirit said to the church of the Laodiceans, "You say, I am rich, but you are poor." Not only were they poor, they were lukewarm concerning the things of Jesus Christ. He said, "I wish that you were either hot or cold. If you don't repent, I will spew you out of my mouth." This church was in such a condition, it made him sick to the point that he was willing to spit them out of his mouth. There's a lot of preachers today who go around preaching the prosperity doctrine, saying that God wants you to be rich. No, that's not it, my friend. God wants you to be holy, holy above everything else. Paul told Timothy about the perverse disputings of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such, withdraw yourself. Timothy, don't hang out with these kind of people who preach that your godliness can be determined by your bank account. And then he says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, because we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." And then he says something that may surprise some of you, especially the prosperity preachers. He said in verse 8 of 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, "And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they which will be rich fall into temptations and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." As far as I'm concerned, The Scriptures gives the final definition for a Christian on the subject of poverty and prosperity. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.